The views expressed on this podcast is strictly of the host and any subsequent guests. In other words, this ain't got shit to do with my employer.
Whole team committed, gotta go and get it, chose to be ignorant, that was the decision, whole team committed, gotta go and get it, chose to be ignorant, that was the decision.
I done came down, still hollering, what's up with it? I do it for my fam, friends and my enemies. We choose to be ignorant. I blow smoke like incense. All my folks go get it. Rough show the realest. So multi-million. Oh, what a feeling. Never seen a ceiling. We are in the building. Rather build the building. Work to do plenty. No time for chilling. Put on for my city. Ignorant choices, 300 horses, self-worth more than your Porsches. Bring it to your front door, where your porch is gorgeous, looking like a Basquiat portrait, that means I'm feeling blacker than ever. Young black male, get the bag, package delivered. Shout out to my brother on a whole nother level, Mr. Rough Show, can't no one do it better,
Welcome to the Ignorant by Choice podcast. I am so happy to be here. I'm happy that you guys are here listening. I'm your host. I go by the name Rough Show. Now, before we get this thing started, this is just a prelude, introduction to everything that I have planned for you guys, everything that's coming. But first, I have to give some shout-outs to some amazing people that helped me put all this together. First, I have to give a shout out to my brother, Mel. He goes by the name of Young Black Mel. That's who you heard on the intro music. He made the beat. You can find more of his beats on SoundCloud at Young Black Mel. Mel is spelled M-E-L. It was mixed and mastered by So Sincere for My Tools Studios. And My Tools is M-I-T-U-L. That's how it is spelled. Next, I want to go ahead and give a shout out to one of my best friends, one of my closest friends. Her name is Bree Rudolph. When you go to any of my social media pages, you will see my logos, flyers. All of that was done by Bree Rudolph. She's one of the most gifted people that I know, period. Like, she does this creative thing. Like, that is her lane. Like, she can make logos, do graphic designs, photography. She can draw. She can paint. She does all of that. If you want some work done by her, you can go to her website at BreeRudolph.com. Bree is B-R-E, Rudolph, R-U-D-O-L-P-H. You can shoot her an email at graphics@BreeRudolph.com. Graphics is spelled just the way it sounds, G-R-A-P-H-I-C-S, at BreeRudolph.com. I promise you, man, she is professional, even though we close friends. And as silly as I am, like, when I told her I wanted her to make me a logo, I didn't have the slightest idea what I wanted this logo to look like. And of course, she talked about me when I told my little sister. She talked about me, but regardless of me not having any idea, I just told her some of the things that I want to do with this podcast. And she put together a couple of logos for me to choose from. Then I chose, you know what I'm saying, the logos that I wanted. And then she just put her, put that on it, you know what I'm saying? And so any logos, any flyers that you see on social media pages, man, that was all done by Miss Bree Rudolph. Promise, her work is amazing and she is affordable. She's located in the Birmingham metro area in Alabama. I'm located in Tennessee, so even if you're not even in her area, she can still get it done for you. You can contact her through her email. She can talk to you via Facebook. She can talk on the phone to you. Whatever you need done creatively, she is the one that can do it. Now that I got all that out the way, you know what I'm saying? I'm not going to hold y'all much longer because I'm here for a good time, not a long time. So, with that being said, the whole reason of this podcast, the name of the podcast, like I said, is Ignorant by Choice. Why did you choose that name? Well, I know a lot of you thinking like, well, your name is Rough Show. Why not name the podcast Rough Show instead of Ignorant by Choice? Well, Ignorant by Choice, the meaning behind it is, like, it's a play off of the phrase willful ignorance. Like how there's so much available information out there, so much research that can be done, so many things that you can read, and then sometimes people, society, things on social media, all these different things, we still believe, or we still choose to believe some ignorant shit. Like, so have you ever been on Facebook and you see a meme and they have all these different sayings or all these different stats or statistics that's on it? And sometimes you can just do a quick research or something that you already know that meme in itself is saying the wrong things. Like all that shit on there is wrong, or some of it's wrong. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes all it takes is some quick research for you to be like, man, that's wrong as hell. But when you look at how many times it's been shared, you know what I'm saying? It's been shared like 48,000 times. It's been shared 250,000 times. Like, it got all these shares and all it doing is spreading more ignorance. Well, I'm here to combat that with a little bit of ignorance of myself. You know, I'm goofy, I'm silly, you know what I'm saying? So we're gonna have a good time on this podcast, but we're also gonna learn a lot in this podcast. So any information that I bring you guys, I promise to have done my research on it, read up on it, and just bring you guys as many as facts as possible, and then try to round it off with my opinion, which is the important part. I'm saying my opinion of those facts. So we're going to discuss a lot of things. We're going to discuss relationships, current events, pop culture, things that we can do to help the community, sports. Sometimes, you know, we got to throw some sports in there because I'm real heavy into sports, so we got to throw that in there. One of the things about this podcast, so let me give you some brief history on it. So I thought about, well, I'm not even going to say I thought about it, but I would say back in October, November of 2018, I had a friend who brought to my attention, was like, hey, we should do a podcast. Like, let's do a podcast together. She's an aspiring comedian. She's real funny. And she was like, man, we could do a podcast, just sharing some of our trash ass behaviors from the past, like telling different stories and all that type of things. And I was like, okay, cool. But when the new year rolled around, one of the things was I'm in school, so I'm a full-time student and I work full-time. And so it was something that I had to push back somewhere on down the line because I had to focus on school. I'm still in school. But one of the classes that I was taking that this past spring semester was math. Math is my arch nemesis. It's the tool of the devil that was created to defeat me in life. And so I had to devote so much time into studying math and doing math. So I was in tutoring, you know, 2 or 3 nights a week, got class right after work 2 times a week. You know, I had a full course load. I wasn't part-time student. I was full-time, so I was taking 4 to 5 classes in the semester because I'm really trying to get this thing over with because I'm 32 years old. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really just trying to get in, get my degree, and get out. So what I had to tell her was that, hey, you know, it's not something I can do this semester or do right now, but we can push it further down the line. It was something that she wasn't too happy about. So anyway, so I pushed that off to the side. So I was still in the process of mentally, I was like, okay, Ruff, you want to do this podcast. Like, you still want to do a podcast. But as time went on, I was like, well, I have a different view for a podcast than what she initially had for a podcast. But once I told her that I can't do the podcast, she really hasn't spoken to me since. So that was, I don't know what's going on with that. But anyway, I had a different view for a podcast. So I started developing this concept for this podcast over the months. So then I started getting the people that I named earlier in this prelude to start working on, you know, music for it and the logos for it. And I came up with this podcast. Now, if it's something that she still wanted to do the podcast in the future, I'm 100% game for it. I'm done with math courses, even though I still got one more semester left for school. Whatever class I'm in, I'll be able to handle that and work full time and do whatever. But so that's how I came up. That's where this podcast came up from. It was just something that I actually thought about. Every time I see something shared on social media, they, you know, it always, like, if I see something, I automatically research because I do love to read. I like to read and I like to learn a lot of new things. So that's kind of sort of how I came up with this, with doing this podcast, the name I chose for it. So what else? So the first episode of this podcast, it will be dropping on June 20th, 2019. That's Thursday. And every podcast after that, every episode after that will be every Thursday. Every Thursday, I will drop a new podcast for you. I don't have a specific time just because I don't want to tell you it's going to be there in the morning and I don't drop it to the afternoon, or it might drop it that evening. Or that night going into Friday, ain't no telling. But it is going to be there. This podcast is going to be released every Thursday. I don't care if it's 11:59 p.m. on Thursday. I promise you, this podcast is going to drop every Thursday starting June 20th. Man, I got some special guests that are supposed to come for the first episode. Man, I'm so happy and so excited that they will be here for my first episode. Man, they're amazing people with amazing perspectives and a lot of different lessons that they learned in life. Man, it's going to be an amazing first episode. I promise you, is going to be amazing. And some of you guys are already going to be familiar with these guests. I've posted them on my page plenty of times. So if you pay attention to my regular social media page, when you hear them, you will know exactly who they are. But also, let me give y'all the social media pages. So on Facebook, you can find the podcast page, Ignorant by Choice _pod. That's what it is on Facebook. Ignorant by Choice _pod, P-O-D. On Instagram, you can find the social media page, Ignorant by Choice _podcast. On Twitter, you can find it at IBC podcast _. Twitter wasn't having that long ass Ignorant by Choice for a name, so I had to shorten it up with IBC podcast _. Don't forget that _ afterwards, because there is another IBC on Twitter. I don't know who those people are, what they do, but that's their business. So when you're on Twitter and you're trying to find me, it's going to be IBC podcast _. My podcast will be on every available major streaming app. Like, so it'll be on Stitcher, Google Play, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud, Buzzsprout, you name it. It will be posted there on all these different podcast streaming platforms or apps or whatever you fancy yourself with. That's up to you. But with that being said, peace and blessings, family. I'm out.
Shout out to my brother on a whole nother level. Mr. Rough Show, can't no one do it better.